Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. It is the 21st of October, 2023. I'm here with our producer, Cal Hunter, myself, Frederick Penny, and my co-host Denise Dirks and Todd Kunin. We're having a wonderful time here. It is the fall weather and the beautiful colors. Oh, my gosh, the beautiful colors. I am not going to tell you when or how or when, but I'm going to go see some fall colors here pretty soon for a day, and I'm excited to go see these fall colors. I need a break to see those. That's one of my favorite times of year, is to see the beautiful fall colors. And I have, for the first time, let's see, about a month and a half ago, was in Maine and Vermont. And talk about beautiful country. Maine and Vermont are drop-dead gorgeous. What beautiful, beautiful states those are. Never been there. First time, but I'm excited. I really, really like fall colors. And I was looking at the trees outside my house today, and we're in California. We're in Northern California, is where our headquarters are, and the studios. And it is the reds on some of my trees that are just beautiful. And I have pastures, and I live out in the country, and it's kind of really nice. And I'm kind of excited about it. I'm not going to lie. So this hour, if you want to call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, give us a call. But I want to talk to you about sticking around for another case or no case. And then we're going to do a quick take at the very end. One of the important things we're going to talk about is Alec Baldwin again. Gas stove ban in New York lawsuits. This one is very interesting. You've got to hear this one. We've got to talk about this because it's not just in New York, but this actual similar lawsuit occurred in California. We'll tell you what the courts held in California. A lawyer's closing arguments. You're not going to believe what happened concerning this lawyer's closing argument. Another social media lawsuit, tech CEO fraud, divorce of Maren Morris and Ryan Hurd. And that's what Denise will talk about. And then, do we have to end with Jesse Smollett? Do I have to end with Jesse Smollett? Maybe we'll get everything else and then stop. But we might have to mention Jesse Smollett again. Not something I'm too excited about talking about. But without further ado, you know what? Oh, wait a minute. Before we do that, I'm going to try to get to this. And I don't know if we have time, but I'm going to try to get to this. About Florida leaders blaming insurance crisis on lawsuits. Now, there is an insurance crisis going on when it comes to, and again, we're plaintiff's lawyers. We sue, and we get paid by insurance companies through that. So this is, but we're really having problems in certain states getting insurance, huh, Denise? There are insurance companies leaving states.
Absolutely. And in Florida in particular, the state has to cover for the losses because they don't have enough insurance companies in the state.
Right. And it's not Florida, California. It's other states are having, everyone's struggling. So insurance companies, and so fortunately, I believe that to some degree, California is changing a few laws to make it so all these insurance companies don't run away and people are covered. Because if you can't find coverage in California one of the biggest things, everyone thinks it's the lawsuits with the person. No, it's the fires.
Yeah.
It's the homes burning down, and it's the natural disaster stuff, the earthquakes, the hurricanes, and stuff like that. And that's what's hurting the insurance industry are those.
I was in court, I think it was Wednesday, and in the middle of the court, every person's phone went off. It was an emergency notice that we were having an earthquake.
Right, right. And it was over in Isleton. It was a 4.2.
Right.
Yeah. It was far enough away. I always laughed because we had it in our office. I'm like, I'm pretty bad sometimes. Oh, another excuse for people not. Okay. Get Out from Under Your Desk on Netflix. Fred, we look, Earthquake, we're under the desk. We're watching Netflix.
Stop, drop, and watch.
Yeah. That's
right. To stop and cover yourself. It really did.
Yeah, get under the desk, bring your cell phone, and watch Netflix. That's right. But other than that, we're going to jump to a case or no case. Cal, let's just finish up our last case or no case of the 3 hours.
All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Carlin Wattenberg wanted a new truck, a Toyota. In the height of COVID, used vehicles, well, he wanted a new to him, used vehicle, they were hard to come by. Colin wanted it for work, and they were hard to find. Dealer? Nope. Private party? Rarely. Even though fewer people were driving fewer miles. But then one day he saw this ideal Tundra pop up on the local internet site. He went, saw the truck, drove it, went to the bank, got a cashier's check for $22,000. $3,000 below Blue Book, by the way, and gave it to the former owner. Paperwork was signed, hands were shaken, and Carlin was off for a six-hour drive to his new job site in his new-to-him Toyota Tundra. Then about 400 miles in, boom, 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 the dashboard lit up. Codes here, misfire sensor there. So he took it to the shop, the owner of which loved to see the Christmas lights on the dash. You know, he said, they all look like money to me. new plugs, new wires, oxygen sensors, essentially deferred maintenance the owner hadn't taken care of, cost $1,500. Colin called the seller and said, what are you going to do about it? Seller said, nothing. You bought the truck, you're gone, you got it, you own it, congratulations. And Colin said, no, you're going to have to help me. So he went to a lawyer and said, can I cause this guy who sold me a defective truck that he knew he hadn't maintained to give me half of the cost, this $1,500 I have to pay, even I have to go to small claims. Fred, what do you think about that?
So the answer is this is not a case, it's a scenario, because they're not going to do it for $1,500. But let's go over this really quick. The answer, I think, is as follows. I'm assuming that their agreement was it was as is. And when you sell a car, make sure everyone's like, oh, he handed me the money and you signed over the thing. It's good to have a sales agreement, an agreement. You know, I don't care if you put it in, you know, handwrite it. But here, I've sold you this car as is. I am no longer liable for it. You know, if you get in an accident, you know, one day later, because that's happened before as a lawyer that, okay, they get in an accident 2 days after they buy it. And, the paperwork hasn't been transferred over, and next thing you know, you're getting sued, you know? So make sure you have that signed, and it's better to have it witnessed. So I'm going to say that in this case, it was as is, and the individual would lose so long as it is as is. But I'm going to say even if it wasn't, it's presumed that the agreement is you take it as is, especially if it's used. What year was it?
This was last year.
No, what, it was a 2021 truck?
Yeah, it was 2 years old. Yeah.
2 years old. Yeah. Okay, all right. That's the same. That's my answer.
About 60,000 miles. Tom, what do you think?
I agree with Fred. Like, you buy something used, I think that it's... I mean, for the most part, if you're buying a car used, I think you have to sort of implicitly think there's got to be a reason this person is trying to get rid of this thing. You know, people don't usually hang on to stuff they really love unless they're turning a profit or they purchase something newer. But
they're going through a divorce.
Yeah, could be. And it wasn't their car. It was their spouse's favorite car and they're selling it out of spite. You know, that could happen. But, I don't think that this is a...
use the black light, though, before you buy it.
Yeah, use the black light before you buy it. I think this is a scenario, but not a case.
All right, Denise, we have a minute. You can either give a quick answer or not.
Just wait, Denise.
I think I'm just going to wait. I'm going to think about it.
All right, when we come back, Cal Hunter is going to deal with this case or no case with us, and Denise is going to give a great answer.
You know that this is Radio Law Talk on many great local radio stations, which we love, and, of course, always streaming on RadioLawTalk.com live Saturdays 9 to noon or on demand anytime, whatever your schedule says. We'll be right back. Aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of
advisor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. That's 800-481-5621. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're Biz2Credit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple. Repayment plans are flexible and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
People must be idiots.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake.
Joel's just making up stuff that he's saying, right?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
All right, case or no case, is Denise was up about the Tundra that the individual sold, and he was upset, the buyer, because the minute he drove it off the lot, drove it away from the guy's place, he had a $1,500 bill because a lot of Christmas lights came on, and there was all kinds of issues with the truck.
Yeah, and during the break, you know, I was supposed to be able to think about it. And what happens? The guys start talking to me about other things, and I don't get to think about it, and I even forget that I'm supposed to have an answer. Okay, this is what I think. Of course he could sue. He could sue. Anybody can sue. It would be a small claims lawsuit if it was in California for sure. Okay. Did he sue? No, he did not sue. This is just a scenario, and I believe that Cal's Tundra just broke down, and he's like thinking, oh, maybe I can get some free advice from these three attorneys about whether or not I can sue to get my money back.
What kind of trouble am I looking at if I put this thing on the market?
My pickup is a 67 F100. The only lights it has are the headlights and the taillights. The only windows... manual, that's my truck.
Nice. Well, that thing's probably worth money.
I love it. It's a great old truck. Been in my family since it was born. Anyway, in this particular case, when he took the car into the mechanic said, you know, this truck is in really good shape. It just hasn't been maintained. Let me do this stuff for you. You'll be on your way for another 60,000 trouble-free miles. And Colin said, you know what? I think that's a good idea, so I'm not going to file a case. You know, I did buy it as is. No case. And that. Yes. This case or no case.
We keep getting points on all of us are equal, huh?
No. Nope. You're ahead.
Next week, by the way, be sure when you rent a car, the company knows you took it back. That's next week on Case or No Case.
I had that issue with that one time, Cal.
I remember that.
They said, hey, they you didn't bring your car back, and they charged us like, wait a minute, I dropped it. It's a long story, but it's a little different scenario. But I leave it a place, and they pick it up, and they forgot to pick it up.
Oops.
Okay, so, look, New York, there's two things going on in New York. First of all, they're trying to do the go-all-electric, you know, thing that is the Biden administration and a number of states are trying to latch on to. It's generally, in all honesty, it's the blue states that are doing this. And it's New York, California. And the interesting thing is, a slight side note but related, is what is New York most famous for when it comes to food, Cal? The most famous thing is for food.
Pizza, I know.
Pizza,
one
that's
thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, that's the number one thing.
Yeah.
And the most famous and most delicious part of New York is their coal-fired pizza.
Mm.
Oh, if you haven't had a coal-fired pizza, you haven't eaten. And there's one, I'm trying to think of the name of it. It's at the end of the Brooklyn Bridge, and it's underneath kind of the Brooklyn Bridge. There's a pizza place. It's a coal-fired pizza, and that's where I ate, and it was delicious. It's just a flavor you can't get anywhere else. Well, they're trying to stop any of these coal-fired pizzas or these wood-fired pizzas and shut them down. Now, the New York is saying, okay, and I don't know all the details of this because this is what I've been following, is that, well, there's some exemptions if they're over 100 years old or whatever. They're trying to get them to do, to stop pollution is what they're saying. But I love the New Yorker. There's one New York guy that walked up to the Capitol in New York and had pizzas, and he was where the it's guarded gates. it's got the big gates there, and he's got like five pizzas, and he opened them up and he's throwing slices of pizza over the gate and said, this is what we're as my pizza protest. He's throwing it, all these pizzas slices are all over the Capitol. It was pretty funny.
So did you eat at Grimaldi's, Fred?
I think that's what it was called. I've got pictures of me. I think it's underneath the Brooklyn. It's right near the Brooklyn Bridge.
It says Grimaldi's under the bridge.
That's the one. It's got to be the one.
Cool.
That's the one.
Awesome.
Oh, I'm hungry now. and so what now New York is doing is trying to ban all gas stoves and furnaces. Now, you've got to understand, by the way, this lawsuit, they're now, people are suing, there's a number of associations are suing, and they're saying that they're mainly doing that for new buildings. This is saying, how are they going to replace all the old stuff? But it's any new builds, they're going to make them so there can be no gas stoves, no gas furnaces. So lawsuits have been filed in the U.S. District Court of Albany, and this is all from a number of construction companies, obviously furnace companies, et cetera, and they're saying you can't do this. One thing that you have to understand about this is nothing new. The same exact type of case occurred in California where Berkeley banned. Shocker! Hold on, we gotta put the shocker one. Shocker! Berkeley has banned the same thing, and it got overturned by a federal appellate court. Said, nope, unconstitutional, you can't do that, you can't. And the reasons are, believe it or not, I don't know that is the question is whether a state has the right to do that or not, but it's been overturned by a federal court, appellate court, that Berkeley was not allowed to do it. So now New York's trying to do it, and there's going to be appeals on this one. And I think it's going to get overturned.
It's going to be interesting because there are states that have actually banned wood-burning stoves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're banned, not like you have to take them out if you have them,
yeah.
But... And you can't put them in.
Can't burn.
Yes.
Well,
exactly.
And you probably, there's some places now that you can't burn your wood in your fireplace
yes,
anymore.
That's true.
They can't. There's cities that say
stove.
You can't do. They'll come and knock on your door. And by the way, that they are saying these are buildings under seven stories that can't have gas stoves or gas. Because there's a big difference between a six story, an eight story, and a seven story when it comes to that. That's very logical.
Yeah, the argument they're relying on is in 75, Congress passed the Energy Policy and Conservation Act. That's federal law that governs this area. And they said, look, states can't come in and regulate this. It's preempted by the
right.
federal government. So
anyway, here we go again. We got no more mowers, no more, I don't know what to do. I like the smell of gas.
People trying to burn their wood.
Battery-powered stoves.
Oh, those serious. What am I going to do with my wood? Smoker, you know, I don't know, man. That's the best part is smell that wood, the smoke from your brisket. Mm-mm. We'll be back after this.
Radio Law Talk can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to IcebergDriveIn.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Penny. Available on Amazon Books now.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I've got to get my car washed, and dirt it just won't do. But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road, quick, quick car wash. Hop inside, let us take a ride, and watch this daddy shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quick car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quick car wash.
USA News Update. The first shipment of emergency aid to Gaza since the war between Israel and Hamas began rolled through a border crossing between Egypt and Gaza today. Desperately needed food, water, and medicine was brought in by truck after sitting near the crossing for days, hoping to enter after Israel blockaded the territory and launched waves of airstrikes. Palestinian militant group Hamas has released two American hostages. Family member Martin Fletcher spoke on their release.
Obviously a huge sigh of relief and at the same time concern that the
have so many more hostages.
The U.S. is advocating for the release of all hostages held captive by Hamas.
We share in the relief that their families, friends, and loved ones are feeling.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said another 10 Americans are unaccounted for, and it is suspected that some may be among the roughly 200 hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
B7.
Stop whining.
Hey, what brings you in?
You can't answer it.
It's impossible to answer.
Impossible because you don't know the answer.
Nobody could answer that question.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
One of the greatest themes of all time from My Cousin Vinny that you just played. What was that? What's that actress's name? What's her name?
Marissa Tomei.
Marissa Tomei. What a great actress. Great actress. Alec Baldwin. Okay, we're back. So now they're saying Alec Baldwin may be charged now with something. It spins so much, this case. What are they going to charge him again now?
This case just represents the biggest cluster. I can't finish that. The way that the prosecution has handled this case as it relates to all the defendants has just been a masterclass in what not to do. And, you know, they get in there, they make waves because they're charging Alec Baldwin, and then this other evidence starts coming out. And they call it other evidence. It's evidence you should have gotten the first go-round about anybody that might have been doing things, and they end up dismissing it. They have to dismiss a prosecutor because there's a conflict of interest because the prosecutor is also in the legislature, and it violates the separation of powers to have him as part of the executive branch and the legislative branch. The list goes on and on. So now, they think they've got evidence, enough evidence to prosecute. But do you think they're just filing? They could go and file a complaint right now. Add him to the complaint if they wanted to. But they're taking the easy way out in the sense that the prosecution is now convening a grand jury. And look, there are some jurisdictions. When I was in Tennessee, every felony complaint originated with the grand jury. They were all presented. That's just the way that it happened. Here in California, very rarely did our complaints originate with the grand jury. They were all filed by the district attorney because that's what the Constitution allows. The California Constitution allows that. In New Mexico, it's discretionary, similar to California. Most of them probably originate with the DA, but now the DA is like, you know, we're going to convene a grand jury. That way, And you can just see this. That way they can say that if they go forward with prosecution against Alec Baldwin, well, it wasn't us, it was the grand jury. They charged us to go ahead and go forward with it. And if they don't go forward, well, it wasn't us, we want to do the grand jury, wouldn't return an indictment. They're passing the buck on to the grand jury. It's just,
I think it's a ridiculous, wise choice now. I think the other side of this is they previously had charged him, and then they dismissed it because, you know, he has a right to a speedy and fair trial, and I don't think they were quite ready. Right?
Yeah, but I never saw him pull time and exercise and say, I need to get to trial.
No, but they could always refile against them. That was a point you did make back then.
Yeah, they could always do that.
Right, and so here they are, they can refile, and I think that they don't know if their evidence is strong enough. So let's test the evidence on the grand jury.
But I think
it's kind of wise.
But here's the thing. Use your discretion as a prosecutor. This is not a state where every complaint has to originate with the grand jury. Look, the grand jury can come back with an indictment. The prosecutor still has to look themselves in the eye and say, do I think I can get a conviction beyond a reasonable doubt? What's the likelihood that I can do that? And I'm telling you, if this DA is thinking that, thinks, you know what, this is going to be, I don't think I can get a conviction, then don't file the case. There's nothing that says you have to take it to the grand jury. But this DA, this is my armchair quarterbacking here, does not want to be saddled with the arguments are going to come up next time she's up for re-election. You started it, you dismissed it, it didn't happen, and then you decided not to prosecute, and an actor got away free, throwing it on the grand jury. So that she can say, well, you know, it wasn't up to me. Ultimately, it was the grand jury. They decided to do this, and I had no control over the investigation. The thing is just, like I said, a masterclass in what not to do in a prosecution. So I'll get off my soapbox now. I'll yield back to Fred.
Do you feel good?
I you know what? I do feel a little bit better.
All right.
I do.
Okay, here's the question. Denise, have you heard of the name? Well, I can't say Denise. No. Cal, wake up. Wake up, Cal.
Because
Denise knows this answer. Okay,
okay,
Cal.
Yeah, go.
I'm going to ask these two questions.
Okay.
One, have you heard of the name Elizabeth Holmes?
Of course.
Number two, Cal, have you heard of the name of Mark Sheena?
Well, no.
Okay, you didn't review this one.
Actually, I did send this to you, so I'm familiar with the case.
Okay, so the answer is it. But if you were a normal person, would you have known that person's name?
No.
Of course not.
She wasn't young and blonde and female and
that's
a phenom.
Exactly right.
Yeah, right.
So Mark Sheena, ready for this, was just found guilty for inventing technology as a fraud that you could take and stick and get a drop of blood and determine whether or not you have any issues or tests for allergies and COVID-19. He got 8 years in prison. I'll remind you, Elizabeth Holmes got 12? Is it 12 years in prison?
Yeah, but she fleeced a lot of investors.
Ready for this? So did Mark. Mark fleeced investors. He claimed he was one on the short list for Nobel Prize, and he received investment money also. He falsely represented that his company could be valued in the $4.5 billion range to get people to invest. He paid, according, this is all, you know, he was sentenced to fraud, so this is a sentence, paid bribes to recruiters and doctors to run allergy screening tests for 120 different allergens, build Medi-Cal and build Medicare $77 million for these tests. So, yes, he had the same type of thing as Elizabeth Holmes.
And toss in a good case of Medicare fraud.
Yeah, Medicare fraud.
Yeah.
8 years, Denise. Well, Denise and I were on the same page from day one that 12 years for Elizabeth Holmes was too much.
Yeah.
That's
just
our opinion. And we're not here to hammer the judge, but 12 years was way too much.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, and this happens a lot. Could never say that to my wife because then the list would just go on and on and on. But anyway, in this case here, Elizabeth Holmes, I don't recall any allegation that Elizabeth Holmes was bribing doctors or doing things to fudge tests or bilking Medi-Cal. It was
Medicare,
anything like that. It was okay. You're making statements that you didn't want you to get investors. That's what he's doing. And quite frankly, the conduct, the dollar figure, really shouldn't matter.
Right.
Because it's not like somebody is less guilty of fraud if it's only $24 million as opposed to $124 million or whatever it was. And arguably, he did more by paying off people. And what did he get? What did he get?
8 years.
8 years. She got 12. There's got to be uniformity in sentencing. Now, you know, I'm just looking at this here. This was this state court
this
or federal court?
Good. I thought it was state court. Let's see. I don't remember.
It was federal.
Yes, Department of Justice. Yeah.
Normally, when you see a discrepancy in sentences like this, normally you look at it and go, okay, but is it state court or federal court? Because if it's state court, well, there's a different sentencing structure, and the credits that you get in state court are different in the state of California. You get 8 years, he'd do four, right? No, this was federal court. Elizabeth Holmes was federal court, same jurisdiction, essentially really close to the same jurisdiction. It's all the Silicon Valley. This is baffling to me.
Yeah, 8 years. So We'll see what happens. I mean, Elizabeth, she's still up on appeal. Her case, isn't that right? It's still up on appeal. She had to go to jail pending appeal.
She is in jail, yes.
Yeah. In prison pending appeal. Apparently she's in Texas. Is it Texas?
Yeah, she's down in Texas.
Which is the nice prison, you know, which is for the... So, but you're right. If she was in California with 12 years, Todd, she technically would have been out in six.
If it was a state case brought against her...
Right.
12 years, she'd be out in six, and even the way the prison system runs their credits in the state of California, she'd probably be out in about three.
Wow.
But I digress.
All right, so there we go. That's what we're on our soapbox for that. Denise and I, who feel that because she was a woman, she was, I don't know.
I go back to this. It is just such a bad look. If the conduct was bad, the conduct was bad, but it's hard to escape the appearance that she was treated differently because of her gender, because it's not like this is the first time that stuff has ever gone on. And here you see a dude engaging in the same conduct and gets, a 66% less sentence than she does?
That's crazy. The highbrow clients, Todd, too. I mean, I think that was part of it. Those were people with influence, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I think they were screaming, and it was to pacify.
Maybe, Denise, you and I can go visit her one time in Texas and see if she'll talk to us.
Okay.
Good idea.
We'll be back after this.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk, and there are a couple of segments left. You stay right here. The show will continue after we take this break on many great local radio stations and always at RadioLawTalk.com. And other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop whining.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Oh, that's don't.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny.
All right, we're back. And we're going to do the shotgun cases we're going to talk about. We're going to start with Todd. He's going to talk about some big tech stuff, and I'm going to jump in and talk about this interesting closing argument of a lawyer, and then Denise is going to jump on talking about some divorces, and then we're going to do a exciting quick take, and then we're going to leave you to go off and enjoy the rest of your Saturday, Sunday, whenever you hear this.
Yeah. So if I started off by saying, who's familiar with 47 U.S. United States Code, Section 230, nobody would probably know it. But if I said, hey, remember when Twitter was sued because of content that was posted by terrorists and other people, and they said Twitter, because you have the platform for which these posts were made, you're liable? And Twitter came back and said, well, Section 230 says I'm not liable. That's Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. It's what big tech, all the big companies, Facebook, Twitter, Meta, TikTok, they've used that as their defense shield so that they are not held liable for what their users post. It's right in the code. Well, right now, Meta, TikTok, Snap, and Google, they're all being sued. And the basis of the lawsuit is their format is addicting to teenagers, and because of the way their algorithm works, it pushes content that might otherwise be harmful to these teens that are watching it. And big tech came in, and sought to have that case dismissed, citing again their friend, Section 230. See, it says right here, we can't, it's the content that's affecting the teens, and we're not held liable for it. And this last week, a judge in federal court says, yeah, not this time. Because the basis of this lawsuit isn't just the content. It's the way you have programmed and designed your site to push this content to people that might otherwise be affected. So they don't get to use that. We'll see how that turns out as the case goes forward.
Denise, the divorce, the family law attorney. You want to talk about some divorces going on?
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, the My Church singer, Maren Morris. She's getting divorced from her husband. They've actually been separated since last October, I believe. And they're just citing irreconcilable differences. And they do have a child. They're agreeing to have joint custody of their son. He's a three-year-old. And they've, you know, they're moving along with it. That's all I can say. There's nothing in it that's very special. It's just that they together had recorded their first duet, and they were not just married, but they were also partners in the singing industry.
We've got a attorney by the apparently well known attorney by the name of David Kinner. I don't know who he is. That represented an individual that was being watched and prosecuted for a trial for involving fraud allegations. That the allegations were that he had this conspiracy that he was funneling money from a Malaysian financier to basically network a bunch of straw donors to illegally give money to Barack Obama in 2012. Long story short, he was found guilty, and he was a former rapper, apparently, this individual. But come to find out, his lawyer, who, by the way, owned or had some, I don't know if he owned or had some interest in eye-level AI, so it's artificial intelligence, where you can go and basically have, you know, input all the documents or to whatever, and they can, this artificial intelligence can make your closing argument for you and give you, here's what a good closing argument is. And apparently on appeal now, they're trying to appeal the case, saying that he was not, one of the things on appeal, and Todd will know that, to argue is ineffective counsel. So their argument is the counsel was ineffective because he used AI, artificial intelligence, to write his, you know, his closing arguments, and he missed some key elements and key things that would have helped exonerate him or help his case. And so they're appealing this, to that I know, the first appeal on artificial intelligence in a case. But I'm assuming he didn't just read the whole thing with the artificial intelligence. I'm sure he tweaked it to some degree.
Well, his claim is, and it's interesting because the way this really came about, one of the arguments that on appeal is that the attorney had a conflict of interest because they're alleging he has an ownership stake in this AI company.
Right.
Yeah, in a partner to the AI.
Yeah, AI company and the attorney said, no, we don't. But I can see why the defendant, who the appellant, would think that, because after the trial was over, David Kinner left a review on the AI's website about how great the product was and how it helped distill thousands of documents that would have taken hundreds of hours to get, and it does it very quickly and then spits out the salient arguments that he followed. You know, news tip, you know, don't go bragging about that.
Unless you win the case.
Unless you win the case, for crying out loud.
And news tip, read your closing argument before you use it.
Yeah, and
I mean, there were some very glaring errors in that closing argument.
But on the validity of this appeal, look, there's going to be a jury instruction in every case that says what the attorneys say is not evidence. It's not evidence. The evidence is what controls. In a complex case, to say that you lost the case because the attorney forgot to or didn't go over one area in their closing argument, I don't see that one passing muster on the appellate.
The allegations are that he actually admitted guilt in the first part of his closing. And he just said that his client did this act. And so I don't know if it was the AI that caused the problem or if it was the counsel themselves that did not understand what the underlying charges were, or what the elements to the underlying charge was. That's what this seems unclear to me.
This is what's interesting, is this is starting now. This is the AI.
Yep.
Believe me, we see the seminars all the time, AI in law now, and a lot of the AI does a lot of research. It'll do research for you, and we haven't used it yet, but I think everyone's going to be jumping on the bandwagon soon.
And I've been on message boards where you see some first, second, third year associate bragging about how they used AI to write the brief, and then some 20, 30 year attorney says, well, I certainly hope that your malpractice premiums are paid, because I mean,
but I think you only use it to do the basics, and then you got to follow up and research.
Yeah,
you do. Okay, Jesse, so we're almost done with our 3 hours. We got to we're going to touch on Jesse Smollett at the end. So
Jesse Smollett was convicted and sentenced to 150 days, but serving all that time was stayed pending his appeal. Recently, last week, Jesse Smollett said he's entering rehab. It's not an inpatient, it's an outpatient, but he's entering rehab to deal with problems. And, you know, I kind of smell a rat here, because the court is about ready to rule on that. And I think that he thinks he's going to lose, and he'd rather have yet another reason why he shouldn't go to jail right away, because, oh, I'm in rehab, can I do it at my house?
Is that a reason, actually?
Sometimes it can be.
Wow.
It's a bit late, though. So,
wow.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
All right, we are also at time for one of the favorite elements of the show, and that is your quick takes, what you want people to take home from the show to think about this week. Fred, we'll start with you.
Sure. We talked about the case where the minor league baseball players now are going to have to be paid minimum wage plus overtime. And that's a great thing on the outside. But you know what? Maybe you should give minor league players an option to opt out of that labor law so they can go play and keep their dream alive.
Todd, do you have a case? Do you have a quick take?
I do. AI, it's not evil. It's not bad. AI, in the case we covered, is, to me, very similar to a law clerk distilling information, giving to the lawyer. It's the lawyer's responsibility to still decide what gets presented to the jury.
Denise, what do you think?
Mine's similar to that. In my opinion, AI could lead to ineffective counsel.
Well, thanks for joining us. Remember, we're always live, 9 to noon Pacific time. You can hear us on all of our wonderful radio shows. Look up RadioLawTalk.com. You can see our affiliates. But listen live if one of the affiliates doesn't play in your area. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Cal. Thank you, Denise. Thank you, Todd. We'll see you next week.
Incorporated.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.